This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Well, we're going to get started in Detroit, where Bears chairman George McCaskey told the players that Matt Nagy would not be fired after Thursday's game in Detroit. So, fact or fiction, Jenks, it doesn't matter when Nagy gets fired. It just matters that he is fired.
Fact! Oh, McCaskey. I don't trust that guy farther than I can throw him. He didn't say that Matt Nagy would be fired after Thursday's game. Doesn't mean he can't be fired on Friday. Matt Nagy has become I don't want to say a laughingstock, but he's become low-hanging fruit in the NFL. He's become an easy target. And why has he become an easy target? Because he's been a bad head coach. He's mismanaged his quarterback situation. They lost last week when they shouldn't have lost. Even when Bears fans have a glimmer of hope, he douses it. So it's just a matter of time before he is gone. He's had his chance. He hasn't gotten it done. He needs to go. Fact.
Yeah, this is a stone cold fact. And it doesn't matter when he is fired. I think when you hear reports about things like this, eventually they come to light. Like, the date doesn't matter. He's going to get fired. And I think the writing was on the wall when we saw that Matt Nagy had longer odds to win Coach of the Year than Urban Meyer, like three games into the season, right after all of those shenanigans that Urban Meyer was, you know, participating in. So now Matt Nagy has the longest odds to win Coach of the Year at plus 12,000 to win Coach of the Year. So him and David Culley are at the bottom of the odds board. So no, I don't think they're winning Coach of the Year, and I think he gets fired this week.
Yeah, I'm going to say fiction. I actually think it does matter when he is fired. In fact, I would say he should already be fired. Like, everybody in the locker room knows he's getting fired. The GM knows he's firing Matt Nagy. Like, everybody involved with this team, everybody observing this team, from the fans to us, knows Matt Nagy is being fired. Plus, the rules changed, and you can now start interviewing assistants 2 weeks before the end of the regular season, so long as their team approves the interview. Like, yeah, get him out of there so that you can see, one, if you have anything with your own assistants, and two, you can really start the process of hunting for the next guy. Like, letting him stay on while he knows he's getting fired and everybody else knows, it's not doing anybody any good. It's just putting a lame duck out there to get shot and have your team lose games that, you know, maybe they could be competitive in with a decent assistant. The draft pick thing doesn't matter. You've already won three games. Just get this guy out of there and see what you got.
Well, I just want to point out once again, Shay once again with the gun reference. Someone got shot.
Someone just got shot during that rant. I mean, how else do we want to talk about Matt Nagy, man? Like, that's what he's doing. He's getting rolled out there to just be mercy killed at some point. Like, we know exactly what is going on with this. Like, I actually, if I were Matt Nagy, I would rather just be done. Like, they're letting me bleed out at midfield. Put an end to my misery.
The violent references, Shay. I mean, I honestly had the odds on favorite being you saying he was going to get old yellered. So I lost that bet, but, you know, blood and guns were involved. So we do win on the whole.
You know what? If they started a chant, fire Matt Nagy, which was a chant I think that people were chanting at his kids' basketball game or something like a week ago, Shay would start the chant. No. Shoot Matt Nagy.
No. It's just a metaphor. No. Let's not go too far.
Okay.
What would be amazing, though, is imagine if the Lions do manage to, like, win tomorrow and the fans are chanting, fire Matt Nagy. Lions fans chanting that. Well, moving on to greener pastures in the NFL, the hottest team in the NFL is the New England Patriots, who have won five straight, covering the spread in all five. They try to make it six in a row against Chelsea's Titans. So fact or fiction, Chelsea, Sunday will dramatically impact how you perceive New England.
Wait, did you say they're playing the Titans? They're not playing the Titans.
They sure are.
The Eagles?
Yeah. No, the Patriots.
Patriots.
Oh, I skipped ahead on the rundown. Sorry, I was a little confused. But yeah, the Patriots, hottest team in the NFL. Like, whatever you said, obviously I was mailing it in on this segment. But the Patriots.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I don't think a lot changes for me if they beat up on a Titans team that just had to sign a bunch of guys off their practice squad to even complete a roster. So no, Sunday's not going to greatly change my opinion of the Patriots. They're the hottest team in the NFL. They're the only team in the AFC, I think, that is trending in the right direction, besides maybe the Chiefs, but I don't think the Chiefs are fully back yet. So no, it doesn't change my opinion on the Patriots if they beat up on a badly injured Titans team.
I'm going to say fiction as well. I agree with Chelsea, and we know who the Patriots are at this point. They've been consistent enough to make everyone realize that they are a legitimate threat in the AFC. The only way this would change my perception is if, for some reason, they get dominated by the Titans. Now, I certainly don't think that's going to happen because, as you mentioned, the Titans are really banged up. They are one-dimensional right now. However, it is the National Football League. I would have never guessed that Jacksonville would beat the Bills outright. We saw that a few weeks ago. So barring a huge upset that no one anticipates, this is fiction. We know who the Patriots are. I don't see that changing.
I will say the line being the Patriots laying 6.5 is a bit absurd to me. Like, again, last week I thought the same thing when they were laying a touchdown to the Falcons. I think it again this week. Like, you just can't bet the Patriots -6.5. There's no way that that number is bettable. But if they go out and cover another big spread, even with the Titans being injured, if they go out and cover another big spread and it's against an 8-3 Titans team, I am going to start to, like, really believe in New England. Like, I've tried to not do that yet, obviously, but, like, if they go out and just dominate this Titans team, I'm really going to start to believe. Because I do have questions about how good the defense actually is. You look at the offenses they've played, the Jets, the Chargers, when, you know, Joe Lombardi was still mailing it in the way we are doing today. They played the Panthers with Sam Darnold. They played the Browns, who were spiraling, and then the Atlanta Falcons. Like, I have to see them do it against an offense that at least has some capability, and even as banged up as they are, I believe the Titans do. At Bills a week later, or 2 weeks later, whenever the bye is, that one is really going to be the one I'm circling. Well, the Eagles, Chelsea, we're on to the Eagles now, are 5-6, but only a half game out of the playoff picture, so fact or fiction, Philly will be able to rally and make the postseason.
Yeah, I think so. The fact that they have risen from the dead when it comes to their offense, an offense that looked, you know, dead on arrival in some of these games, and they're actually finding ways to score points. And Joe G came on the show and said that their rush attack is now kind of mirroring that of the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, because we all know Jalen Hurts is an effective runner. If he can make the good decisions when he's throwing the football, obviously you got to do that too, because you can't just be one dimensional. But it's tough for teams to prepare for that type of offense. So especially coming out of the NFC, I think they can win some games, especially with the easiest schedule the rest of the way going, with opponents having a combined winning percentage of 383. So an easy schedule left for the Eagles. And that offense, I think, has found their footing. So I think +135 to make the postseason is actually a good bet. And I feel crazy for saying that out loud.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm admitting it, but facts are facts, and I faded the Eagles early on, but Nick Sirianni has done a nice job of bringing this offense in particular together, where they're rushing the ball really well, Jalen Hurts is improving, and they're just finding ways to win. And also, we need to take into account that the NFC, like the AFC really, but especially the NFC, is so top-heavy. After the really good teams, after that, there's a massive drop-off, so there are a ton of teams that could make the playoffs. But when you consider how well the Eagles are playing, I believe they won 3 of 4, how weak the NFC is, and that schedule, which you mentioned, Chelsea, I think it's a good bet, and I'm on Philly to make the playoffs. Fact.
What a turnaround for Nick Sirianni, huh? Because, like, 3 weeks ago, Eagles fans were talking about, like, they need to fire him, like, after season one. And now it's – you know, the fertilizer set in, the roots set in, and this plant that he tried to nurture in Philadelphia is really rising up out of the ground and blossoming, and things are looking really nice. If I asked you, Jenks, right now, Jenks and Chels, if I asked you right now, who has a better offense right now today, the Eagles or the Cowboys? And you must answer, it might be the Eagles, right?
Here's the thing.
The Cowboys don't have Amari Cooper, and they have CeeDee Lamb in concussion protocol.
That's it,
like, if I'm asking you right now today, who has a better offense? Because the Eagles are certainly playing better. Like,
yes,
health and everything in mind. Like, I think this is the best offense in the East right now.
Right now,
I still don't think so.
But if the Cowboys are at full strength, and they will be, then it's the Cowboys. That's the difference. If right now a weakened Cowboys squad that doesn't have their full complement of receivers, then okay, sure, you can sell me on the Eagles. I'll buy that. But the Cowboys at full strength, no, I'm going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, especially now that their offensive line is getting healthier.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They still have a good running attack too. We're talking about, you know, good rush attack of the Eagles. The Cowboys still have Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard. And oh yeah, Dak Prescott is still a threat to scramble in the end zone when it comes to those goal line stands. So I still would be on the Cowboys, I think. Like, I'm not ready to fully put all of my trust in Jalen Hurts. Because like I said, sometimes he still makes bad decisions.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And like, if you're going to say at full health and both of them are active, then yeah, obviously Dak over Jalen Hurts at the moment. But my point is, like, if you look at these two teams right now today, one of them has an offense that's humming, and the other one has been really bad in 2 out of 3 weeks against two defenses that we would not have called great.
Well, I don't discount that, but I'm saying if we're looking ahead for the rest of the season and 3 or 4 weeks from now, both teams at full strength, I don't know how you don't give the advantage to Dallas.
Right, and we talk about not overreacting on the show all the time. Like, are you really going to overreact to a couple games, you know, a couple games bad for the Cowboys and a couple games good for the Eagles? I think when you still look at the body of the work, I still think I would put my faith in the Cowboys.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.